Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 9th, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. The New York Times reports Apple's own apps rank first in the App Store across 735 of roughly 60,000 search terms as of August 21st, 2019, according to metrics collected by Sensor Tower over the last 6 years. Apple's apps pack the top listings of some searches up to the top 14 apps listed in some instances. In interviews with Apple engineers, Apple noticed the search results several months ago and began changing the search algorithm to deprioritize Apple's apps, affecting all Apple apps as of July 2019. According to Senior Vice Presidents Phil Schiller and Eddie Q, this change wasn't due to a mistake in how the algorithm presented results, rather it was a decision by Apple to better spotlight developers. According to Sensor Tower data, the weekly median percentage of search results with Apple as the top result increased from 0.2% in the second half of 2016 to 1.2% in August 2019. TF Securities analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says his sources indicate Apple will indeed release a small circular tag that can be attached to bags, electronics, and keys, similar to how tile tags work. These tags are expected to use ultra-wideband, which Kuo believes will be supported by all three new iPhones this year. Ultra-wideband is considered more accurate than Bluetooth Low Energy, which is used by Tile, though it may be possible that the tags support Bluetooth LE as well. If you pre-ordered the Samsung Galaxy Fold through Samsung last spring, Samsung is canceling that earlier pre-order while it rethinks the entire customer experience. To be clear, these were people who had expressed the wish to buy a Fold, asked Samsung not to cancel their pre-order, but were not charged. Even so, Samsung is granting them a $250 credit for anything in the Samsung online store. Pre-orders are not currently open for the Samsung Galaxy Fold, although you can pre-register to get notified when the pre-orders actually become available. Qualcomm announced it's bringing 5G to its Series 6 and 7 chipsets, which are used in mid-range phones. The chips will support key regions and frequency bands, including millimeter wave and sub-6 GHz spectrum. That means 5G phones coming next year at more affordable price points. Qualcomm says 12 manufacturers have signed up to use the Snapdragon 7 series 5G mobile platform, and sampling of the chips has begun with availability in phones after Q4 2019. The Series 6 5G mobile platform for lower-cost phones should start showing up a little later in the second half of next year. At IFA Berlin, Roku announced it's expanding its TV licensing program to Europe, allowing manufacturers to use its TV reference designs and the Roku OS. Hisense is the first announced partner, with plans to roll out sets up to 65 inches with 4K and HDR support in the UK by Q4. Since introducing the Roku TV platform in 2014, there are now more than 100 models available from 10 different manufacturers in North America. Huawei's Honor division launched the Pocket Vision app, designed to let people with visual impairments read documents, menus, and text using a smartphone camera. Pocket Vision offers several solutions for the visually impaired, including optical character recognition on captured images to convert the pictures into text, which is then read aloud. There's also a negative image mode that takes pictures of text and allows the user to change the contrast between the background and text for easier reading. Finally, there's a zoom-in mode that uses the phone's volume buttons to enlarge text when viewed through the camera. The app is available through the Huawei App Gallery and supports English, Spanish, Portuguese, German, Italian, and Chinese. Twitch launched the beta of its Apple TV app through Apple's Test Flight app. Users will be able to view live streams, engage with on-screen chat, and browse through channels sorted by popular games. It's unclear when Twitch plans to make the app available in the App Store. Daimler announced it began testing Level 4 autonomous trucks in Virginia. Daimler is testing Freightliner Cascadias equipped with LiDAR sensors, cameras, and radar using software from Torque Robotics, which Daimler recently bought a majority stake in. Human safety drivers will be on board, and the trucks will haul weighted trailers to simulate typical loads. Daimler Trucks North America is currently developing a dedicated autonomous driving truck chassis with plans to make it broadly available in Q1 2020. And finally, researchers at the security firm ESET published details on a Windows malware that uses the Windows Background Intelligent Transfer Service, or BITS, as a backdoor to talk to a command and control server to either exfiltrate data or run malicious code. BITS is used on Windows to detect network activity, to download Windows updates during downtime, and it allows for other apps to tap into the protocol to download updates as well. Using BITS avoids more typical HTTP/HTTPS traffic and is often ignored by firewalls. This exploit appears to have been around since 2015 and was tied by the researcher to a state-sponsored group dubbed Stealth Falcon, who has been in operation since 2012 and previously tied to targeting United Arab Emirates dissidents. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all of these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.